Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Matthew chapter 10. Last week I had kind of a Mickey Mouse sermon, don't you think? We talked about Disney a little bit, didn't we? Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. When he had called the 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are our source of life. Might you bless us with that life today. Might we see you for who you are. Might we see ourselves for who we are. In Jesus' name, amen. We live in a very plastic world. And that means that everything seems to be disguised. We live in a world of makeup and make-believe. And I'm not sure that God wants us to live that way. Matter of fact, when he called the disciples, he called some that were tax collectors, some were fishermen, some was for Canaanites. He says who they were. And every one of the disciples showed who they were, except for one. And the one wore a mask, and his name was Judas. I wonder what would have happened had Judas taken off his mask. You know, Thomas did. Thomas said, I doubt that'll happen. Thomas was a for real guy, and God said, well, let me show you, Thomas, just how it's going to happen. Peter said, I think I'll just go fishing, and God said, I'm going to show up out there on the water with you. I remember when I went off to the Navy, I'd been raised in church. I knew who the Lord was. I knew what he wanted me to do. And I knew that if I went out and partied, that my dad would skin me alive. I knew that I would get caught, that someone would tell on me. But when I got in the Navy, I knew Michael, I was in Florida, my dad is in Ohio, I could do anything I wanted to do. I could be any person I wanted to be. I knew the language of the church. I knew the songs and the old hymns. But you know what I found out when I took off, when I stopped playing? I found out I really wanted to be a Christian. I ended up in a Ford Philpott crusade in Jacksonville, Florida. And the rest is history. I found out that who I was an actual believer. I really believed that Jesus died on the cross, that he rose from the dead, he died for my sins. I really believed and I realized that he had had influence in my life. As I look back, I saw how he guided my way. But I couldn't see that until I decided to come to God just as I am. That I decided to just stop faking it. Just be the real me. Too many times today we have Christians, you know how to act in church and you know how to act at home. But you know you're acting. And the problem with acting is we never really examine ourselves to know who we really are. And I have this belief. I believe that most of the people who come to church actually down in their heart and in their mind, they actually do believe. I think that you do yourself a disservice when you put on a mask and you think I've got to act this way or act that way. Jesus says, come as you are. And when you come as you are with your doubts, with your unbelief, you may pray, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Then God can help you and he can raise you up. And when we come clean with God, God says he will clean us up because he is the one that started the work in you. What I'm asking you today is to stop playing around and be who you are. You say, well, preacher, I'm afraid most people wouldn't like who I really am because inside I feel insecure and I feel that I have doubts. Bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Lay them on the altar and allow God to change you. Allow God to build you. Be willing to speak up in a Bible class and say, I don't understand it, rather than always acting like the authority. Always acting as if we have it all together. We don't have it all together. I don't have it all together. And I know that I'm not everything that I should be, but I thank God I'm not who I used to be. God is doing a work and he will continue doing a work, and every day and every year my faith grows stronger in him. But I decided many years ago I'm not going to fake it anymore. And I found out I really did believe. When you step on a ball field and you realize that you're not Rodriguez or Mickey Mantle or one of those guys, that when you realize you're who you are, you'll play on the team you're on and you'll be an asset to that team. As long as you think you belong in the big leagues, or as long as you think that you're something else, you'll never become what you need to be. You'll never improve. You'll never get better. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Let me tell you something. God already knows who you are. God already knows how you're living. God already knows your doubts, and he says, take your doubts away. I remember when I was a kid, and I went out with my dad, and he taught me how to wash my car. Not my car, his car. He taught me how to wash it, and he taught me how to wax it. When I was 16, he had bought Mom a new Cadillac convertible, and he told me I could drive that car if I waxed it before I drove it. Now, I don't know if you know anything about 66 Cadillacs, but they went from here to that window. And it was white. And they had tar back then. So, I mean, you didn't wax over the tar. You cleaned it all off. And I remember I had a date on Friday night and I waxed it, and I had another date on Saturday night. And Dad said, what are you driving? I said, a Cadillac. He said, did you wax it? I said, well, yesterday. He said, you went on a date last night. Yeah, well, what was our deal? I had to go out on Saturday and re-wax that Cadillac I just waxed the night before. But I remember back during that time they had stickers that they put on cars. And Dad didn't put any sticker on his car. And Dad wouldn't let me put a sticker on my car, on his car. And he said, you know, Bob, he said, they have engineers in Detroit. And they have designers in Detroit that are designing these automobiles. And they pay them big money. And they get together groups of them. And they go through every fender. And they go through every taillight and every headlight. And he said, they look at them and they design them. And then they make them structurally strong. And when they build that car, they build that car as perfect as they can build it for the design that they have. He said, you don't want to add anything to that. It'll take away from it. I learned that with our lives, too. Anything you try to fake makes you look cheap. Everything that you try to add to your Christianity to make you appear to be a better Christian than what you are makes you look cheap. God created you. In his image, he created you. And he created you for a work. There was a lady that was praying one night, and she had a conversation with God. And she said, "Lord, I am upset about all the suffering, the evil in this world." And she started complaining. She said, "God, why don't you do something about it?" And God said, "I did. I created you." I've learned this, that when we see a problem, when we see a need, that God is giving us the ability to meet that. Almost always. But we can't do that if we continue to fake being who we are. We're not all perfect Christians. Matter of fact, none of us are. There is one righteous, and he is the Lord Jesus Christ. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The glory of God was Jesus Christ. So when we stop acting perfect, we realize that we don't judge in perfection, but we look at others and we build one another up. We help one another. We encourage one another. Because we see others as we see ourselves in need of a risen Savior. Let a man examine himself, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians. Romans chapter 9 says, "But who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what he formed say to him who formed it, 'What have you made? Why have you made me like this?' God made you, and he made you perfectly for his will. Be who you are." Don't put a bumper sticker on yourself. Now, I will tell you something. Dad taught me to wash the car and wax it, keep it clean. So clean up. Get rid of the bad habits. Get rid of the bad language. Clean it up. But clean it up for real. Don't just clean it up for public. Don't just clean it up for mom and dad's house. Don't just clean it up for church. But clean it up. Keep it clean. And God can use you in a great way. He doesn't look at our past, but he looks at the open door of the future for us. Psalms 100 verse 3 says, "Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep for his pasture. We belong to him." To deny that he made us the way we are and who we are is to deny that God knows what he's doing. And God does know what he's doing. Isaiah 29:16, "You turn things around. Shall the potter be considered as equal with the clay? That what is made would say to its maker, 'How did he did not make me?' Or what is formed say to him who formed it, 'He has not understanding?'" Whenever we try to fake who we are, we're saying that God doesn't know us. God knows you, and you have faith. So take the mask off, quit playing around, and allow God to be your God, and be to you who he wants to be. Isaiah 64:8, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter, and all of us are the works of your hands." You don't need a bumper sticker. You don't need rework. And teenagers, when we're young, let me just say, stop here a second. When we're young, we want to get old. When we're little, we want to grow up. And we look in the mirror and we start to change and we say, "Oh, I wish I changed like that person or like this person." God made you the way you are, the way you look, the way your eyes look. He made you with your attitude so that you can do something for him. Not for yourself, not to tear yourself down. He didn't make you like someone else. He made you individually the way you are. If I gave you my glasses, and you wear glasses, and I said, "You wear my glasses," you say, "Well, I like Pastor Fry's glasses." You'd probably fall off stage because my prescription is not the same as yours. God made you a certain way. You need certain things. I need this other things. And God made each of you uniquely. And as you grow, you're going to grow up, and pretty soon you're going to find out that you're an adult. And you need to be satisfied with that, with who you are as an adult. And when you become an adult, pretty soon you're going to start getting old, and then you're going to say, "Oh, stop the changing." I don't want to get older. I'm getting gray hair. I can't see. I can't hear. My teeth are falling. I'm just talking about me. But I will tell you this. From that time in the Navy until now, I've been satisfied with me. God made me this tall. God gave me this color of eyes. God gave me a deep voice with an Adam's apple that big when I was your age. That big. I thought it was an elbow. Finally, my neck grew into it, but my shirt didn't. But God made me for His purpose. I remember when I was young, people would come up to me and they say, "Oh," they say, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm a pastor." "Oh, you don't act like a pastor." I said, "The day I got to start acting will be the day I'll quit." We need to take off the acting. And if you take that off, you're going to find out you really do have a belief here. You really do believe in God. And if you really do believe in God, He'll do a work with you. Because as we sang earlier, He is the potter and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after Thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have Thine own way, Lord, have Thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now. As in Thy presence, humbly I bow. Power, all power, surely is Thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Fill with Thy Spirit, till all shall see Christ only always living in me. God wants you, and God wants you to be who you are. And the things that you like, God will make those even better. Just be real. You don't have to act. You're a Christian, you don't have to be afraid or ashamed. I found this out, that I always thought in the midst of a group of sinners it was difficult to be a Christian. Well, I was in the Navy for 4 years, and I didn't find it difficult to be a Christian, because I knew those who were trying to turn me a different way were trying to make me something who I wasn't. I was a believer. I believed the Bible. I believed what it said was wrong, what it said was right, and because I believed it, they couldn't change me. And if you believe it, He will not change you. You will not be able to be changed by the world. I believed. There's a song that came to my mind as I was getting this sermon. I couldn't get it out, so I wrote it down. And when you're a believer, you believe like this. I believe that in every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. God gave me a positive attitude. I looked beyond the storm and I saw this rainbow. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night a candle glows. I believe that, and you can be that candle. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe that because I've seen it. I believe, oh, I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. And I believe that someone in the greatest somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, I know why I believe. I know. I believe. Don't have to fake it. You don't have to be different on Sunday. You don't have to be different with the crowd, because you really believe. Let's stand. Our Heavenly Father, help us to examine ourselves. We don't need to fake it. We don't need to act like somebody we're not. We just need to get down to basics and decide, do we believe or don't we? And if we believe, we need to live it. We need to allow You to grow within us so that we don't stumble through this world in darkness, that we're not influenced by the world of darkness, but we stand firm with You. Lord, I believe, and because I believe, I trust You with me, that You have created me just the way that I am, to do just the things that I do. Lord, bless our faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.